It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, I'm Ed Bell. Later on our program, Judith Bishop gives us a preview of the opening of the Perez Art Museum Miami with their director, Tom Collins. Chef Norman Van Aken renders a word on food, and our Broward County Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Lashinsky. Founded in 1993 by Patty Reagan, the nonprofit Center for Great Apes is a sanctuary in Central Florida providing lifetime care for orangutans and chimpanzees in desperate situations. Way past the cute and cuddly stage when full grown, many of these apes are then retired from the entertainment world, research facilities, or as pets by their owners. Such was the case with Michael Jackson's pet chimpanzee, Bubbles. Their care per ape can cost as much as $19,000 a year. To help defray these extensive costs, the Center for Great Apes recently held its 20th anniversary celebration at Pinecrest Gardens. This benefit will help fund the care of 29 chimpanzees and 15 orangutans, providing care with dignity in a safe, healthy, and enriching environment. Another fundraising effort, Art for Apes, opens December 5th at the Miami Rum Club in the Wynwood Art District. The founder of the Center for Great Apes, Ms. Patty Reagan, joins us today to tell us more about this incredible effort. Ms. Patty Reagan, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you join us. Tell me, what is the mission of your sanctuary?
Well, our mission is basically to provide a permanent sanctuary for orangutans and chimpanzees, which are great apes, who have been rescued from biomedical labs, from entertainment circuses, basic entertainment, live entertainment movies, or from pet situations where they were purchased as infants, adorable, and then grew too large and too strong and had no place to go. So the sanctuary provides them with care, with dignity, in a safe, healthy, enriching environment, and lifetime care for these guys, which is a big challenge since they can live 50 to 60 years in captivity.
So why is your sanctuary necessary at all? Don't zoos take on this function?
Well, that's a really good question, and I volunteered many years at Metro Zoo, which is now Zoo Miami, as a docent and then a board of directors member. And zoos will have one group of chimps that are, you know, pretty attached to each other, that know how to be chimps, know how to live together, and are one group of orangutans, maybe a pair, because usually not more than one big male. But we take animals that really don't have the social behavior to live with more natural chimpanzees or orangutans. Uh-huh. And so animals, we rescued a 45-year-old male chimp that was captured in Africa just 2 years ago. We went up and got him in Ohio. He was captured as an infant 45 years ago and lived for his entire life, 4 decades, in a dark garage in about a 4x5 cage, no sunlight. He was emaciated when he got here, atrophied, could barely walk, bed sores on every joint. You cannot put that animal into a zoo group. And zoos have many different species of animals and are more about education and, you know, letting the public know about these animals. This is strictly animal welfare. This is providing these animals with some kind of future and care that gives them a chance with dignity and eventually living with their own species. And so this male, Clyde, has been introduced to an older female who was also wild-caught in Africa many years ago.
Wonderful. So please describe your Center for Great Apes, the whole facility.
Well, the facility is, I started with 15 acres. We now have 120 acres, but it's about a 25-acre wooded, heavily wooded area surrounded by 95 acres of orange groves around us. And we have habitats that are enclosed because we can't do open islands or open corral areas in the heavy woods. It just wouldn't be able to contain them. So our habitats are 30 and 40 feet tall. Some of them are 100 feet long. There's lots of space for them to. We have 16 different habitats. Some are geodesic domes. Some are larger than that for groups of chimps or pairs of orangutans. And then all of the habitats are connected with over a mile of an elevated aerial treetop runway that runs all through the woods, and it also connects to the veterinary clinic. So if anybody has to go see the vet for dental work or for a checkup, we don't have to crate them, knock them down, move them to a hospital. We just open the chute doors, and they walk in the paths through the woods to get to the clinic, and then they run home. But it gives them lots of space. And the other thing about it, they are enclosures, which is what we can do in the woods. It is safe for them and safe for us. But there's tremendous amount of space in these enclosures, and they rotate them so that we have 8 chimp enclosures and 8 orangutan habitats. And they can move from, maybe a week over here, and then they move across the creek to another habitat. So it gives them more ability to do what they actually do in the wild, which is move through the woods and move to different habitat areas in the wild, and rather than sitting on one island or one spot. So that is an advantage of our treetop system. We have the orange groves outside, and we have plans eventually to move out into the orange groves with some 2-acre big open top running areas too, but that's in the future and takes money, so we're thinking it, but we'll plan it down the line.
Well, perhaps our listeners from Palm Beach County down to Monroe County, from Jupiter, Florida down to Key West, are wondering, well, what does this have to do about arts here in South Florida? Well, Patty, you have quite a history. You grew up here in South Florida, went to Ransom Everglades School and University of Miami, and we have just missed, unfortunately, your 20th anniversary at Pinecrest Gardens exhibit, but it still runs for free throughout December 30th. But you have Art for Apes exhibit coming up during Art Basel. Tell me a little bit more about that, because that includes artwork from your chimpanzees and orangutans.
It does. It has, for enrichment, our apes do a lot of different things, and sometimes it's just playing in water, playing with tree branches and puzzles. But they also love to paint, to draw on the sidewalk with chalk, to draw with crayons. Well, the paintings that we've found that people love to have, and we, when they do that, we collect them. And there are several paintings in the Art Basel exhibit, which is at Miami Club Rum in the Wynwood area. And that's going to be December 5th, 6th, and 7th. And we've also had a wonderful contest called Endangered Art for Apes. And we had many entries, hundreds of entries from around the country on the theme of endangerment, whether it was an endangered animal, endangered environment, endangered plants, and it was a juried art show, and the winners of that show will also be exhibited in this Art Basel Week exhibit.
Do I understand that Romero Brito recently bought a piece by one of your great apes, Bubbles?
Yes, he did last year at the Art Basel show. We had a painting, and we have another one by Bubbles this year that's going to be in the show. Bubbles is probably our most famous chimpanzee resident. He was the famous chimp that Michael Jackson owned as an infant. And I think, you know, everybody's so interested in Bubbles because of the connection with Michael Jackson. What my message that I'd like to get across is he grew up to be a 180-pound huge orangutan. He's 28 years old now. He is the dominant male in his group of 7 and is finally behaving after years of rehabilitation more naturally like a chimp. But even the point I think that's important for people to understand, people still think Bubbles is that cute little pink-faced baby that Michael was holding in a lot of pictures. He loved him very much, but even the most popular and wealthy entertainer at the time could not manage Bubbles in a house situation after he was 5 or 6 years old. And he ended up having to send him to a breeder compound in an entertainer's backyard. He lived there for years until that trainer stopped using great apes in the business, chimpanzees and orangutans, in the business of entertainment. And we took all of his great apes at once in 2005, and Bubbles came with him. So he is a normal chimp. Finally.
And doing very well at your Center for Great Apes. We also want to convey that your center is not open to the public, although you have a few days, and we want to talk about that event coming up soon, where you do let the public see the facilities. It does not receive any type of government funding and does not and will not breed or sell infant great apes.
The zoos, they do breed because they have family groups on exhibit, and they might trade with other zoos as they get older to maintain the genetic population. But there are private breeders who do breed, pull babies, sell them to entertainment and pet situations, although that's not happening as much as it did 20 years ago, which is one of the reasons that I founded this. The great apes are very, very attached to their mothers for 9 years. They nurse for 4 or 5 years in the wild. They stay with their mothers 8 or 9 years. And that's where they learn how to do all their normal interactions with others of their own species. So when you take a baby chimp at a month old and give it to a person to raise, and I volunteered to raise baby apes 20-some years ago, which is how I got into this, I know it's fun and it's a wonderful thing, but we can never give them what their own mothers can give them. So they get sold as pets or circus performers or Hollywood performers, and they have a shelf life of 5, 6, 7 years to be handled by people. So they're long decades ahead of their life. If accredited zoos won't take them, they're often ending up in really deplorable conditions. We've rescued apes from basements, from garages, from tiny little backyard cages, from trailer parks, and quite a few entertainment compounds and circus facilities. So it's a situation that I think people have to understand. Don't support movies and advertisements that use great apes to promote their product, because it may look wonderful. They may say they have a great life, but they have difficulty when they finally have to live with great apes that are adults, chimpanzees especially, who are so social, learning how to be chimps again. And very often, like Clyde, who we pulled out of this place in the Midwest, was really in deplorable condition.
Patty Reagan is our guest today on South Florida Arts Beat. She's the founder and executive director of the Center for Great Apes. And once again, December 5th through the 8th, there'll be an exhibition of some of the apes' paintings at the Miami Rum Club in Wynwood, 2320 North Miami Avenue in Miami. More information on their wonderful website, centerforgreatapes.org, on Facebook at Center for Great Apes, on Twitter at CFGA, and they have their own YouTube channel, Center for Great Apes. And Patty, thank you so much for joining us here on South Florida Arts Beat, and thank you so much for the wonderful work you're doing.
Well, thank you too, Ed. I appreciate the opportunity to tell you about it.
The Center for Great Apes will have their annual holiday open house Saturday, December 14th. You'll be able to stroll through the sanctuary and watch the apes and chimpanzees open their holiday gifts. There'll be an art show and sale of original artwork created by the orangutans and chimpanzees at the center, and much, much more. Please RSVP if you're interested by December 7th to RSVP at centerforgreatapes.org, or you can call 863-767-8903, extension 221. The Center for Great Apes is located at 1065 Maud Road in Wauchula, Florida. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.